Welcome to Geography 101. Today we are traveling to a country that is simultaneously ancient and modern. Tiny in size yet immense in global significance. The state of Israel, situated at the eastern edge of the Mediterranean Sea, this silver land has been crossroads of civilizations and cradle of religions and geopolitical focal point for millennia. Geographically, Israel is a study in dramatic contrast. In a country roughly the size of New Jersey, about 470 kilometers from the north and south, and only 135 kilometers in the widest point, you can find snow-capped mountains, fertile green valleys, and semi-tropical coastline, and vast arid desert. This is land where the topography of an entire continent is compressed into a space you could drive across in a few hours. I'm your host, Daniel Lucas, and today we're embarking on a geographical journey through Israel. We explore its four main physiographic regions, from the Mediterranean coast to the lowest point on Earth. We'll examine the climate that shapes its agriculture, the water scarcity and drive its innovation, and the cities that forms its urban backbone. But geography is not just about physical features, it's about people, culture, and intersection of human history with the land itself. Israel population of over 10 million people in mosaic of ethnicities, religious and religions and backgrounds, making it one of the most diverse and complex societies on the planet. So let's begin our exploration for this remarkable country, starting with where sight on the map. Israel is located in West Asia, along eastern coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. It lies at the junction of the three continents, Europe, Asia, and Africa, which historically made its natural crossroads for trade, migration, and conquest. This strategic location has shaped its identity for thousands of years. The country is bordered by Lebanon to the north, Syria to the northeast, Jordan to the east, and Egypt to the southwest. The Mediterranean Sea forms its western border, providing a 273-kilometer coastline that has been vital for commerce and connection to the wider world. In the far south, Israel also has a tiny but strategically important coastline on the Red Sea, the city of Eilat. Geographers typically divide Israel into four distinct psychographic regions. It's running roughly north-south. Moving from the west to east, there are the Mediterranean coastal plain, the central hill country, and the Jordan Rift, and the Negev Desert. Let's explore each one. The coastal plain stretches from Lebanese border in the north all the way of the Gaza Strip in the south. This region is a narrow in the north, only about 5 kilometers wide near Lebanon's border, but widens to about 40 kilometers in the south. The coastal plain is fertile, historically known for citrus orchards, and it's where the majority of Israel population commerce are concentrated. Major cities line this coastal strip, including Tel Aviv, Haifa, and Ashdod. Tel Aviv, founded in 1909 as the first modern Jewish city, is today's the country's economic and cultural heart. Bustling a secular metropolis of glass towers and sandy beaches. Further north, Haifa sits on the slopes of Mount Carmel, serving as a major Mediterranean port and industrial center. Moving island, we encounter the Central Highlands in the north. This is the region includes mountains of Upper and Lower Galilee, with elevation ranging from 500 to 700 meters, peaking at the Mount Meron, Israel's highest point within its internationally recognized borders at 1,208 meters. These hills are greener and receive more rainfall than any other part of the country. South of Galilee lies the Samarian and Judean hills, which extended through much of the West Bank. This is the biblical heartland, a landscape of terraced hillsides, olive groves, and stone villages. East of the hills, the land drops away dramatically into the third region, the Jordan Rift Valley. The Jordan Rift Valley is a spectacular geological feature, part of the Great Rift Valley, and extends from Syria all the way to Mozambique in Africa. In Israel, this valley is dominated by the Jordan River, which flows southward from its sources in the north, through the freshwater Sea of Galilee, and eventually into the Dead Sea. The Sea of Galilee, also known as the Lake Tiberias, is Israel's largest freshwater lake and a crucial water source. It sits about 200 meters below the sea level, but has nothing compared to where Jordan River ends, the Dead Sea, which more than 430 meters below sea level, is the lowest point on Earth. The Dead Sea is hypersalinic lake, so salty that no fish or plants can survive, hence its name. Its mineral-rich waters and mud have attracted visitors for thousands of years seeking healing properties. And because of the extreme salinity, swimmers float effortlessly on its surface. The fourth and largest region is the Negev Desert, covering over 16,000 square kilometers, more than half of Israel's total land area. This arid zone extends southward from the valley and the city of Beersheba to the Red Sea port of Eilat. The Negev is a landscape of dramatic craters, rocky plateaus, and expansive sand dunes. Despite its harsh condition, the Negev is not empty. It's a home of the Bedouin communities. Desert agriculture is enabled by innovative irrigation and even the Roman or Ramon crater, a massive erosional feature that draws tourists and scientists alike. The city of Beersheba, named in the Bible as an encampment of the patriarchs, serve as administrative and economic hub for the entire southern region. Israel's climate is varied and its topography. The country's general has Mediterranean climate along the coast and in the north, characterized by hot, dry summers and mild, wet winters. Most of the annual rainfall occurs between November and April, with the precipitation ranging from 50-70 centimeters annually in the north to barely 2.5 centimeters in the far south. This rainfall gradient creates a dramatic transition from the green agricultural Galilee to the stark desert of Negev. In the hill regions, winter can be moderately cold with occasional snow. Jerusalem, at the elevation of about 800 meters, experiences snow most winters, creating a stunning contrast against its ancient stone buildings. Water scarcity has always been the defining environmental challenge of these water carrier systems. In the 1960s, piping water from the water north to the semi-arid south. Today, Israel is a world leader in water innovations, including desalination, wastewater recycling, and drip irrigation. Despite its small size, Israel boasts remarkable biodiversity, thanks to its location and its intersection of three continents and its varied climates. Over 500 species of birds and 200 species of mammals and reptiles and 2,600 plant types have been documented with its borders. The country lies along its major migratory flyway that twice a year, hundreds of millions of birds pass through their journey between Europe, Africa, and Asia. To protect this natural heritage, Israel established more than 150 nature reserves and 65 national parks. Covering nearly 1,000 square kilometers, these protected areas range from coral reef in the Red Sea to alpine meadows on the Mount Hermon. Speaking of Mount Hermon, its slopes with Israel has controlled since 1967 and effectively annexed in 1981, a movement recognized internationally, rise to over 2,200 meters and receive enough winter snow to support the country's only ski resort. This is striking image, skiing in Israel just a few hours drive from the desert. Now let's turn to the human geography. Israel population has grown more than tenfold since the founding of 1948, from about 8,000 to over 10 million today. The growth has been driven primarily by immigration. Jews from Europe, the Middle East, North Africa, and former Soviet Union, Utopia, and Americas have made Israel their home. Today, about 75 or 78% of Israel citizens are Jewish, while approximately 20 to 21 are Arab, mostly Muslim, but also including Christians, Druze communities. The remaining small percentage include various other groups, such as foreign workers and their children. This diversity creates a complex, multi-layered society where people of vastly different backgrounds live side by side. The Jewish population itself divided into main groups: Ashkenazim, with roots from Europe and North America, who tend to be wealthier and more established, and Sephardim or Mizrahim, with roots in North Africa and the Middle East, who historically form much a working class. Beyond this, there are a deep divide between the secular and religious Jews, from the completely non-observant and the ultra-Orthodox Haredi communities. About 90% of Israelis live in urban areas, within a population concentrated along coastline plain, the main cities from the backbone of the country's urban system. Jerusalem, the proclaimed capital with the population approaching 8,000, has stood the center of the Jewish national and spiritual life for over 3,000 years. Today, it's vibrant, complex city, holy to Jews, Christians, and Muslims, where ancient stone walls overlook modern neighborhoods. Tel Aviv, Yafo, within about 4,000 residents, or 400,000 residents, is the heart of Israel. Secular entrepreneurial culture is the center of the country's famous high-tech industry, which has earned Israel the nickname Startup Nation. Tel Aviv's metropolitan area is much larger, encompassing numerous suburbs and satellite cities that house over 3 million people. Haifa, with about Haifa with 270 residents, or 270,000 residents, is Israel's third largest city and a major industrial port. It's known for its mixed Jewish-Arab population and a beautiful Bahi Gardens and terrace down Mount Carmel. Beersheba, with nearly 200,000 residents, serve as the capital of the Negev and the growing center of high-tech and cyber industries. Beyond the cities, Israel has a unique rural communities. The kibbutz, a collective settlement where property is shared and decisions are made democratically, once was central to the country's socialist Zionist ethos. While many kibbutzim have since privatized, they remain iconic. The moshav is a cooperative village where each family maintains its own farm, but shares in marketing and purchasing. Israel's economy has transformed dramatically over 7 decades. The country has shifted from simple agricultural society to an export-driven high-tech industrial powerhouse. Today, Israel is the highest proportion of scientists and engineers per capita in the world, and it spent more research and development relative to its GDP than the other country. The innovation economy produces cutting-edge products in medical, electronics, agrotechnology, telecommunication, computer hardware. It's also the world leader in diamond polishing and trading. Despite of lacking natural resources, Israel has leveraged its greatest asset, human intelligence, to build remarkable economy. Agriculture remains important culturally and symbolically, even though it employs only a small percentage of the workforce. Through ingenious irrigation techniques and desert farming methods, Israel produces 92% of its own food requirements, and its major exporters of citrus, avocados, and other high-value crops. The country's education system reflects the value and challenges. School attendance is mandatory from the age of 5 through 18, and almost of the 3 and 4-year-olds attend some form of preschool. Israel's universities are world-class research institutions, and population are highly educated. About 1/5 of immigrants are professionals. Health outcomes in Israel are excellent by global standards. Life expectancy is 83.4 years for women and 79.7 years for men, and infant mortality is very low. The country has national health insurance system that provides universal coverage to all residents. Israel's political system is a primarily democracy. At the 120 members Knesset elected every 4 years is one of the world's most diverse parliaments. Currently, it included a record number of women, Arab members, and representatives from small parties across the ideological spectrum. The president's role largely ceremonial, while the prime minister heads the government. The country's official languages are Hebrew and Arabic. Reflecting its dual heritage, Hebrew, the language of the Bible, has revived as a spoken language over a century ago, and it's now the everyday language of the most Israelites. Arabic has special status and used widely within the Arab community. English is also widely spoken, serving as the bridge language in business, academia, and tourism. Culturally, Israel is a fascinating blend of influence from over 70 countries. The arts flourish with world-class orchestras, theater companies, museums, and vibrantly literary scene. Israel cuisine has been globally popular, mixing traditional Jewish dishes from the diaspora with the Middle Eastern ingredients and flavors. Finally, we must acknowledge that geopolitical context that shaped every aspect of life in this region. Since its founding in 1948, Israel has been in the conflict with some of its neighbors and with the Palestinian National Movement. the status of territories captured in 1967, the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Golan Heights. The formerly Gaza Strip remains disputed, and the Israel settlements in the West Bank are considered illegal under international law. This conflict has profoundly influenced Israel's geography, security, and international relations. It affects where people live, how borders function, and how the countries engage with the world. Yet, despite these challenges, or perhaps because of them, Israel has developed remarkable resilience, innovation, and fierce sense of national identity. For the shores of Mount Hermon to be sand scorched craters of the Negev, from the ancient streets of Jerusalem to the startup hubs of Tel Aviv, Israel is a land of extraordinary geographical diversity and human complexity. It's a place where every rock tells a story, every border is contested, and every innovation carries the weight of history. Thank you for joining me and out the journey through geography of Israel. Next time, we explore another corner of our fascinating world. Until then, keep exploring. I'm your host again, Daniel Lucas. More to come, people.